Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Mr. Mike Causey, otherwise known as I Live My Life to Tex Marshall When the Yankees Lose. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, well, I can't play the music you play, so that's my way of getting to you.
Hey, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's a great thing. I think you're absolutely right. There's, for what I do when the Yankees get on a winning streak and go crazy, it's payback, and I can accept it because I'm a person who lives in glass house that doesn't throw stones. So, you know, we have fun with it. We have fun with it. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. Even though
Yankees got lucky yesterday.
How'd they get lucky?
Boston was destroying the Orioles yesterday, 5-0 after the first inning. I think they hit like 3 homers, and they wound up getting the game called off because of rain.
There you go.
So it should be 6, but it's only 5.5.
That's it. But 5.5 is still 5.5.
Well, let me tell you something. The Yankees are playing terrible.
Well,
hit home runs, they don't win ball games.
They can't string
hits.
They did this last year. Don't you remember the middle of the season where they, after the All-Star break, they petered out for about 2.5-3 weeks? It was absolutely amazing last year.
If they don't hit a home run, they don't win baseball games. Since the All-Star break, they're 2-2 against Baltimore, 1-1 against the Mets, 1-2 against Tampa.
Yeah.
That's their coming back from the All-Star break.
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough. And I told you, Sanchez doesn't have any strain. He's being sidelined for 10 days. I'm telling you, the coach.
That's a joke.
Yeah, he's being sidelined for 10 days. They should have just sat him. Forget about making up a fake injury. They should have just said, you know what?
Well,
you don't run, you don't play.
In our today's world of political correctness, we can't do that.
I mean,
we have to burp the baby.
You know, I mean, you don't run, you don't play. You know, had he done that, had he been a member of the Reggie Jackson, Thurman Munson teams and done that,
Billy Martin would have killed him.
Not only Billy Martin, players in the clubhouse would have killed him.
Yeah, today everybody, you know, they play powder puff football. They don't get on each other. They don't do anything. You know, a real team, the team themselves would have policed this.
That's exactly right. He would have been, and the manager. The manager would have showed some anger that night. Maybe not in a press conference, but in the dugout.
Why not in a press conference? He should have.
They don't have press conferences back then.
Yeah, they do. They have post game conferences every day.
Yeah, I know, but back then they didn't. So all I'm saying is he should have showed his anger right then and there, and then
Back then, the second inning, he would have found himself sitting on a bench.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
You know, you hear these people talking. Oh, well, you know, now you can trade him up for the straight up for DeGrom. Are you crazy? Drugs are you smoking?
Hey.
Well, these people are out of their minds. You're going to trade a guy who's hitting 180 who has the work ethic of I can't say an ant because ants work hard. He has no work ethic. I mean, and yesterday they exposed a lot of things about Sanchez, a lot of things I didn't even know about. That last year, which was one of the main causes for Girardi getting fired, because Girardi made a fuss when Sanchez didn't show up for catching drills to work with him on his lack of defense of how to shift behind the plate and block balls. He didn't even show up for that stuff.
Anyways.
So, you know, you're not going to trade this guy for anything. You're stuck with him unless a leopard changes his spots, which is not going to happen. This is it. This is what you have to deal with.
All right,
and yesterday, the Yankees, they almost had a chance to win. Tampa Bay should have ended the game with a double play, but the pivot at second base, the shortstop dropped the ball and left them with 2 guys on and 2 outs. And then Gardner ran the count to 3-2 and swung at a pitch 2.5 feet off the plate.
Yeah, it was. I saw that. I did see that, by the way. But
like I said, they don't hit home runs. They don't win games.
Yeah, they're definitely in a slump. All right, where else do you want to go in sports?
What else is happening right now?
Did your slop horse win in Saratoga or no? It wasn't sloppy. They didn't get any rain, huh?
No, it's crazy up there. It rains when it's not supposed to. When it's supposed to, it does. I mean, right after I got off the phone with you, they have a webcam on the NYRA website where you can go to the training track and you can see what the weather's like. And it looked like the sun was almost out. And then a little later on, it started raining. I'm like, oh, okay, good. I'm going to get saved here. And then it stopped raining and didn't get sloppy. And it was just crazy up there. So I don't know what to expect up there today.
Do you have any picks for today?
Yeah, I got one for us today. I'm going with it on the grass. I figured this way, if it rains, I get rained out and I don't look like a fool. In the third race today, it's a 5.5 furlong sprint on the turf. Mark Case, who's getting off to his best start in Saratoga in years, usually he goes 0 for the first 4 weeks. This year he's winning, so we got to go with him. The 7 horse in the third race, Black Canary, looks really good in this 5.5 furlong sprint today. So that's our pick for the today. Third race, number 7, Black Canary.
All right, and nothing. There's not really anything else to talk about. Did the Mets lose last night?
No, the Mets won. This is the first series that they've won since May. I think they swept San Diego. Huh. But it just tells you the shape of San Diego.
I was going to say.
Cleveland got on their winning side again. The Phillies beat the Dodgers. And like I said, you got to watch out for Seattle because Seattle won again yesterday. And let's see, 41-5-3. They're only 4 games behind the Yankees. So that lock for the one-game play-in, getting a home game for the Yankees, is not so much of a lock anymore. And right behind them, the Oakland A's are streaking, too. They won 8 out of their last 10, 5 in a row. They're only a game behind the Mariners, and they're 17 games over 500. So, you know, the what looked like was cast in stone American League playoff is not cast in stone anymore.
All right. That's because you threw rocks at it and broke it.
There you go. There you go.
All right. I'll check with you tomorrow.
Yep. Tomorrow we'll go over Jim Dandy Day card up at Saratoga for Saturday.
All right. Have a great day, Mike.
You too, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.